We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at CaseyLend.com.
This is going to be probably a very serious show. We need, at times in the show, 5 minutes of funny. And Kling let it off. Instead of going to play for Greg Popovich and the San Antonio Spurs, maybe the best organization in the NBA in the last 20 years, he's going to go to James Dolan and the Knicks.
It's more money. He cares about money at this point in his career. He knows he's never going to win
anything. No state taxes in Texas.
I agree. I'd like to keep it light, but 5 minutes of funny, that's the corniest thing you've ever said.
Well, also, the I Spurs like aren't going
Get
anywhere.
Real.
Where are the Knicks going? Funny. Where the hell are the Knicks going?
At least you get to live in New York instead. What's he going to hang out on the Riverwalk in
Maybe.
San Antonio?
Maybe. Good God. All right. On a beautiful day, in my opinion, here on a Wednesday, you ready to do this, Vern?
I am, yeah.
Big show today. Hey!
Joe, good morning. Not to mention Christmas in July
Still
rolls
on.
Happy Wifey Wednesday, Ron. You are my work wife. Happy Wifey Wednesday.
Happy Wifey Wednesday to our work wives and the only one here who has a real wife. Happy Wifey Wednesday to you, honey.
Coming up throughout today's show, two opportunities each and every segment to win $50 gift cards to Back to Body Spa, Scout and Molly's Boutique. You can hook up your significant other and not even spend a dime. Just listen.
That's right.
Show and Vern next 4 hours on a Wifey Wednesday as Christmas in July rolls on.
All right, so we jump right into this?
Yes.
Let's do this. Yesterday, by great work here at our station, the drive was able at 2 o'clock. We found out from Brandon Kiley while we were in Shop Talk that they had a new recording or the full 11 minutes, 11 minutes and 28 seconds of the recording about Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal as they discussed, not the limited version that KCTV5 put out, but the full 11 minutes. And most everyone has heard it. All right. We are actually going to play it in full coming up at 11 o'clock for you if you have not heard it, so make sure you're listening then. 11 o'clock, we'll play it in full. But, Vern, I think where you come from, and many people had to have this conversation with themselves. I had to have this conversation with myself. I'm sure you did, Serta. Many of you out there had a conversation with yourself. When you heard it, did your thoughts change about things? Did your thoughts change about this whole situation? Because walking into the tape, I'm sure you had a thought and where your mindset was, and then ask yourself after listening to the 11 minutes and 28 seconds, did it change? I'll start with myself. I'm going to be right here. Coming right into it, these were my thoughts. Four major thoughts, Vern. One, walking into it, I thought Tyreek Hill was an abuser. I thought that he abused Crystal Espinal. Second, and in that, I thought Tyreek Hill had some major issues that he needed to address. Second, I thought Crystal Espinal had some major issues that she needed to address and that she had major fault in this entire situation. Third, I thought they had a very toxic relationship and probably be best for both of them if they were not in a relationship together. And four, as you all have known, my thoughts are that the Chiefs should move on from Tyreek Hill and release him. And so after listening to that, Vern, I posed myself the question, did my thoughts change from those four major things? And the answer to that, Vern, for me is no. And those that are out there may disagree with me. Those that are out there may have had change from those questions or whatever questions you posed to yourself before listening to it. For me, listening to that tape is 2014 and the exact events of how it happened. Could that be in question? Sure, it could be. Is anything possible? Could she have gone and kicked her own ass and punched herself and or had someone do that to her and force it and say that he did it? Could he have pled guilty about something that he didn't really do but only have done it because he wanted to avoid jail time? All of those things are possible, and you can form your thought of what you heard on that, and many of you have. My thing is, no, I still think he has put his hands on her. I still think he has abused her. I still think that he has issues and problems that he needs to work out, and I still think she has issues and problems that she needs to work out. I still think their relationship is toxic, and because I believe he has still laid his hands on her before this audio came out in Dubai, the terrified of me in context, in whatever, still to me comes off to me as threatening to her physically when I heard that. So for me, those four things have not changed. Now, I don't know what it's done for you, and my thoughts on those have not.
But the conversation's bigger than just those four things. If we want to live, if we want to solely discuss those big umbrella points, hey, I'm with you on a majority of them. Maybe I disagree on the football aspect of it, but you and I have discussed that in the past, and I don't think yesterday's changes any of that. But what you acknowledged in that, when you mentioned what could have happened, those specific things, pleading guilty, taking the plea bargain to allow himself to avoid jail time, even though he doesn't believe that he did it, I mean, that's new. I think that thought is new. So we can talk about it just in the grand scheme of things. We can talk about it in generic terms, but the nuance, and that's what is often lost in conversation nowadays, especially on social media, is the nuance. The nuance has changed. The conversation has changed because of the audio that we heard yesterday on the drive. Your opinions on the individuals may not have changed, but your opinions on the entire circumstance must change because there was a side to the story that we've been going back and forth on for so long. There was a new side to that story, something that we haven't probably truly thought all the way through or had presented in the fashion that 11 and a half of unedited audio can present.
True, but even hearing those things, for me personally, like I said, yeah, there is some new things. There is a question of, did things completely go down the way it did and the way that the police report has said?
But you said, prior to listening to that yesterday on the drive, you believe that Tyreek Hill was an abuser, and you still do after hearing that.
Yes.
I'm not disagreeing with you, and maybe you'll push back on this. True or false, there are different levels of abusers. Prior to that audio, I think the way that maybe you and others, maybe even myself, presented Tyreek as if he was, and maybe there aren't degrees, and if there aren't, you correct me. We're all evolving, we're all learning as we grow, right? But prior to that audio, to me, Tyreek was a cold-blooded, heartless, beating up a three-year-old, he's beating up whatever happened in 2014. Are there degrees?
Yes, there are
of abusers.
There are degrees. Now, we have never said that he beat up a three-year-old.
Sure,
we have never. But is that, a perception of that?
There was a perception of that, and the swiftness that so many people dismissed him and wanted him off the team is emblematic of someone that is hardened, someone that is cold-hearted, someone that is unable to be a father, to be a husband.
Yeah, I have never said he beat up a kid.
Sure.
But still, in the husband thing, with this relationship, I still believe that he has put his hands on her. And if there are levels, sure. Is there a difference between strangling someone for over a minute and just punching someone? Sure, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I still think, in my opinion, that he has put his hands on her. And – what I heard yesterday was not conclusive to me because there were things that they both didn't answer.
There were
things that they both didn't respond to in terms of her talking about where the bruises came from and her not responding immediately to his points of, did I punch? Yeah, there are. But but for me, all of those four things, because to me, those were the four major things, in my opinion. There was no change. We'll give you a chance to chime in. This will be a day where we take some calls from you throughout 913-576-7610. If you have some thoughts or some responses to some of the things that we've said, you can go ahead and chime in. And Serta and Rocco and the boys back there will get you on because I feel like this is a day that many people need to listen to.
No question.
But you we're not going to probably talk a lot about the football side of this, but there is one piece that came to your mind in terms of the football part of this.
Before we get to that, not only do we want to hear your thoughts on Tyreek Hill, we also want to remind you that you need to be listening for the sleigh bells in order to win on a Christmas in July. When you hear those sleigh bells, be caller number 15 to 913-576-7610. So not only do we want your thoughts on a heavy day like this, we want your ears as we're trying to reward you for sticking with us here on a Christmas in July. Again, a $50 gift certificate to Back to Body Spa and a $50 gift certificate to Scout and Molly's Boutique on the line when you hear those sleigh bells. Yeah, despite the audio and how, again, it's being presented by some as if it almost exonerates Tyreek. If we look at it through the football scope, if we're looking at this just solely from a Chiefs perspective, I don't think that this exonerates or benefits Tyreek the way some want to make it out to be. To me, the Chiefs can still do what I was advocating within the past 2 weeks. The Chiefs can still lowball Tyreek Hill. I know it's a serious discussion, but we could talk about the football aspect of it. We got plenty of time to dive into the levels and the nuance of this Tyreek Hill story and the audio that we heard yesterday on the drive. But football-wise, if we're going to talk about the 2019 Kansas City Chiefs, look, Tyreek Hill, in my opinion, has been worth investing in long-term because you can get him, in my opinion, still at a discount rate because this dude, as he says in the audio, had his quote-unquote, life ruined, he was unable to cash in coming out. And once again, this offseason, we thought he had a chance to cash in. That's been eliminated. The Chiefs can take advantage of this situation. They can lowball Tyreek Hill, and I believe he's got to take it. I still think he must take it.
I think
you got to get money when you can in this game, Ron.
I don't know. I think the big thing from this is I think Drew Rosenhaus, his agent and his representation, I don't think that they think they are just now, because of this in the court of public opinion, I think that Tyreek from this has been made to be a bit of a victim here, which I think has helped in his case, which we'll touch on to who I believe is the culprit of that here in a bit.
Like we said, the city's going to rally around him. Come that Sunday, that first ovation for Tyreek's going to be nuts.
Right now, he's become a victim here. But I think Drew doesn't feel like he just has to take anything now. I don't know that they are going to just get back to a place of, hey, man, I'm going to get that Odell Beckham money. But I don't feel like they will just take anything now. Well, I do feel like Drew Rosenhaus has a better hand.
Well, no. He has a presentation that he can make. It doesn't mean that the Chiefs have to capitulate. To me, this is a guy that still is yet to make money. He's one of the most dynamic playmakers in the NFL. His game is built off of speed. Now, I don't think his game is going to diminish all that much. But eventually, you want to be properly compensated. You want to be rewarded. You want to be able to have something to put away. Tyreek Hill doesn't have that. He's yet to be paid. And instead of going year to year, which is something that many people were a fan of a few weeks ago, I think that might be changing. Chiefs can give him some security. They can give him some guaranteed money. And I just don't know how a guy with that past, Now, whether he's guilty of anything or guilty of everything, he still has a pass that's going to make certain teams and certain general managers leery. I think you got to take the first offer.
No, I think he does still have a pass, and there is still a chance. I mean, we don't know. There's still a chance he probably will get suspended or potentially be suspended. So then the next time, if something were to happen. But I don't think he's at a place now in public opinion, and I don't think he's at a place now where he just has to take something, or the franchise tag might be the best case where he can make a lump sum of money. I think that this gives him and his agent a chance to do more than they could last month.
Look, the NFL, as Therese said yesterday on The Drive, the NFL, he has reported, has heard this audio before, right? So there's nothing new that the Chiefs garnered yesterday or Drew Rosenhaus garnered yesterday. The battle that they've been fighting is the PR battle. Now, I'll admit, locally, maybe that PR battle is less difficult for Tyreek Hill in Kansas City. But nationally, you understand, it's tough to change the first impression. It's tough to change the national conversation. A lot of people outside of Kansas City have made up their minds about Tyreek Hill. A lot of people outside of Kansas City may never hear the full context, or even if it's written up by a Therese Paylor or on Pro Football Talk, you know how it is. Yep. Most people aren't reading an entire article. The battle, PR-wise, nationally, benefits, in my opinion, benefits the Chiefs because the competition, the other teams in the NFL will be making comparable offers to Tyreek Hill. I don't think if the Chiefs said, hey, we're not going to pay you, that there's going to be teams outside of Kansas City lining up or other general managers getting a message to Drew Rosenhaus that if you can get out of Kansas City, we'll take care of you like a superstar wide receiver. I just don't think it's available out there right now for Tyreek Hill. But if the Chiefs are going to make anything available to him, any sort of guaranteed money, I think you got to pounce on that. 25 in the prime of your career, instead of rolling the dice on 3 years of health in a brutal game, you got to take that first offer. You got to take that guaranteed cash.
All right, a couple things today, man. This is a day with you. We're not only want to hear from you on this situation, 913-576-7610, but remember, it is Wifey Wednesday, and you also have a chance to win $50 gift cards to Back to Body Spa and to Scout and Molly's Boutique. That's throughout the show, multiple times each and every segment right here on Show and Vern. Let's go to the people. Big Body Scotty is first to jump on. Go ahead.
Hey, man, how y'all doing today?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I just got a quick comment. Everybody's trying to recant their stories now. Everybody on your station, Channel 5 and 810, is trying to run this cat out of town. But if y'all really know the real scoop, y'all knew what she was trying to do from the get-go. Y'all should have seen it. But everybody wants to get that story. Now everybody want to be Tyreek Hill's friend. Come on, man.
Oh, I don't. Scotty, I don't want to be Tyreek Hill's friend. I'm not in it to be any player's friend. My thing to you, Scotty, do you believe that he has never put his hands on her?
Come on, man. If you've been in a relationship, you know a woman puts herself in some situations to where you need to talk to her. No, you don't need to put your hands on her. But those
situations. That's not what I'm asking you. Scotty, do you think he's ever put his hands on her?
Oh, I'm sure he probably has.
Okay. So that's where I am in terms of where I'm glad you're honest about that. Like, when I heard that tape yesterday, it didn't make me then think, well, you know what, he's never put his hands on her. And that's still been my long issue and why I felt like he should be off the team.
No, I respect that, sir, but let me say this. Number one, from that tape situation, when y'all knew that it was being taped or put out that it had been taped, she taped him at the airport, so you knew what her game was from the get-go.
Yes, yo.
You knew what she was trying to do from the get-go. Number two, come on, man, and I don't mean to be this in a bad way or like that, but when these young athletes get up there and get in the position that he's in, what's the first thing they going to do? And I can't say that like I really want to say it, but you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. What's the first thing they do? Then when they reach up and bite them in the butt, then they trying to figure out why this, why that, why. You know why it happened. Come on, man, it's the real world, and ain't nobody talking about the real scenario that's going on. Everybody wants that tape. Everybody wants that tape. Everybody want to put Tyreek Hill down and put him out. Y'all don't have the real scoop and don't know the real deal. So give that man just a little bit of justice, man.
All right, Scotty, this is the deal. I mean, this is what has happened. Like, he's become a bit of a victim here. Scotty has just said, oh, I'm sure he's put his hands on her before.
But,
here, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't change those facts for me. Are those things possible? And listen, someone's texting, and I knew I'm going to get it today. Ron, you sell out. You're all this and that, and you're a black man. Ron, you have black kids. You have a son. All this. Really, as I've said before, you can square up and kiss my ripe black ass with that stuff, because I am not about – I'm about right and wrong. How the hell are you going to sit here – you right now sit here to yourself and say, he ain't never put his hands on her. Is that what you got from the tape? Is it possible? Sure. Is it possible that she went and hired somebody to kick her ass and give her a cut up underneath her lip and choke marks around her throat? Sure, it's possible. I don't believe that it didn't that's how it went down. Now, have I said from the jump that she has issues too, Vern? She is just as bad in this, almost as bad as he is. Okay? I think they both probably should be in jail. Whatever. For what they've done. But no, like you can push that on me all day if you want to and say that I'm a sellout and I'm being Jason Whitlock or whatever. That's fine. You're going to do you. I don't give a damn, to be honest with you. But that cat put his hands on her. Nothing that I heard yesterday changes that. And that's where I still am.
William in Kansas City walks away with a $50 gift card to Back to Body Spa. When you hear the sleigh bells during Christmas in July, it's all week long. Whenever you hear these sleigh bells... let's say be caller number 15 to 913-576-7610, and caller number 15 will win a $50 gift card to Scout and Molly's Boutique. Be listening for those sleigh bells right there.
Yeah. Have you ever seen When They See Us? Yes, one of the hardest things that I've watched. If you in your mind believe what this Tyreek Hill situation is what that was. Now go back and watch When They See Us. And I'm telling you, we'll get to KCTV5's ads in just a second, because they've added to this. If you think that this Tyreek Hill situation is the same as those boys from the Central Park Five, we just aren't on the same page. I don't see that whatsoever.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.